Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by a friend of the show, Matt Verderam, who does a fantastic job covering the NFL for Sports Illustrated. Matt, how you doing today, my man?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing fantastic, man. A lot to get into. I want to start with this. Earlier today, I placed a wager on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl, and I'm looking at them, and I feel like what's happening in the AFC is every time you say you like a team, everybody says, oh, well, I don't believe in them. Well, somebody has to represent the AFC. The Patriots just check a lot of boxes for me. Good quarterback play. They can run the football effectively. They got good weapons. They have a good defense, and they got a good coach. I don't love New England per se compared to some teams that we've seen in the past, but everybody in the AFC is so flawed. I got to pick the team that has the least amount of flaws, and I think that team is the Patriots.
I mean, right now, I'd pick them because they, as we sit, have to play one fewer game in the playoffs than anybody else. And the quarterback might be the MVP of the league. I know the coach can coach. And listen, if they get a warm weather team in there, it's going to be tough. Tough place to play, you know, weather-wise. Now, look, I'll be the first to say this, too, at the same point. I am very interested if, you know, assuming the Bills, who look like they're going to make the playoffs, they get in. The Ravens, who knows, but they get in. Kansas City, at this point, it feels like they're not going to get in, but if they did, those teams in the playoffs, to me, are really interesting because it's a one-off. And especially the Chiefs, with their history, they know how to win these games. Like, if they went to Foxborough in a 2-7 game, I don't know. I mean, they might lose. They might win 37-14. Like, I don't know what to expect. But I think right now, based on what you're looking at, New England's probably the best bet of a conference that doesn't really have a best bet.
I think that's a really good way to look at it. Let's go down the AFC, and we can lock in on the Chiefs and just talk about sort of what's gone wrong for them so far this season. Let's move on to the Denver Broncos. Man, the Broncos just have a lot of the same characteristics of last year's Chiefs team. I mean, this is a team that just feels like they've been walking on this tightrope now for the last couple of months. They just seem to continue to figure out ways to win.
Denver reminds me of Denver a year ago. Now, like, to their credit, they're better in the win-loss column, which is what matters. You know, I've watched every snap of the Broncos this year. And I got to tell you, every time I watch them, fair or unfair, it's just the way I see it, I watch them and I just keep thinking to myself, like, oh, this is going to be the game where they just finally can't continue to do this. And then they find some way, right? I mean, it's just they really, you know, should have lost the Giants. They should have probably lost to Philadelphia. They should have lost to Washington. That game, I mean, Benito, to his credit, made a great – I shouldn't say should have. They easily could have. And Benito makes a really nice play and saves him because otherwise it's a walk-in for the two-point conversion. And there have been so many games like that where you've watched them this year and gone, oh, my God, like are they going to survive? Even the Raiders game they played earlier this year on Thursday Night Football. The problem I have with Denver, and this is why I think New England, to me, is a much better pick, I just have no faith in the quarterback. None. And if they get into a game in the playoffs where a team really presses the issue with him and just says, look, we can score 24, 27. You've got to do it. I know he's done it against Washington, the Giants. I get all that. They don't score against good teams. Like, go look at their offensive output against anybody who's any good. They don't score. And that's the problem. Like, where I think May could win a 34-31 game, I don't think Bo Nix can. Not in the playoffs. And so that's my concern. Is you're just going to come up against a team, whether it's in the wild card round, the divisional round, who's just as you are not beating us 17-14. And that's – I just don't think they're a complete team in the way that some other teams are.
Yeah, I feel that same way about them, and that was the point I was just making about them walking on this tightrope. I just feel like they've been on that tightrope for so long. So those are the top two teams right now in the AFC. Yep. So let's just move them to the side. They're the only two teams in the AFC that have double-digit wins. Who else are you a believer in? I'm really starting to come around to this Houston team. I love that pass rush. I've been a believer in C.J. Stroud. They just feel like a team that's playing their best football at the right time. Man, I really struggle with who I believe in the AFC. Once I get past Denver, New England, and Houston, everybody else is just incredibly flawed in my eyes.
I don't believe in any of them. And New England would be the team if I had to pick for the reasons we talked about earlier. I don't believe in Denver. I think there's a real world if Denver in the wild card round plays a team that can score. They're going home in the first round of the playoffs. I don't believe in them. Houston, look, I love their defense. Everybody loves their defense. That offense is so bad. Like, I've watched a lot of Houston this year, watched the game against Indianapolis. And Stroud is – look, I'm a Stroud guy. I think Stroud's a good quarterback. And Collins is a great receiver. Carrington, they have nobody else. I mean, nobody. They can't throw the ball to anybody else. They don't run the ball effectively. The line's not good. The way they call plays, their scheme is not great. Could they just defensively bully their way to the Super Bowl? I mean, yeah, they could. But, again, they're another team. I just look at them, and it's like, you know, they're so one-dimensional. Kind of, they're just like Denver. You can block them. There's just not a lot they can do. Now, Stroud is better than Nix. But I struggle with them. The rest of the conference, the Colts might miss the playoffs at the rate that thing's going. With all the injuries and the losses they've had, I don't buy into Jacksonville. Jacksonville, their credit's better than they were a year ago, obviously. But I don't think they're any threat to go to the Super Bowl. I don't think the Chargers – I don't even know if the Chargers are going to make the playoffs. If they do, I think they're probably one and done. Baltimore and Pittsburgh – I mean, Baltimore, to me, they can't do anything. Jackson is clearly not 100%. That offense is not good. Pittsburgh's not good in general. And then you get to a team like the Chiefs. You just look at them and go, yeah, I mean, at what point are they just not good either? You know? I mean, they're 6-6. They can't do anything to get off the field. They can't get a pass rush. It's basically can Mahomes just save him every week. And that's, you know, look, he's done it. I mean, they've got to the Super Bowl him doing it, but it's a tall ask.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated, just getting his thoughts right now on the NFL. Let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. I feel like all of us, and I put myself, I'm at the forefront of this, I feel like I've made excuses for Kansas City all season, and I've kind of given them the benefit of the doubt that I believe they've earned through what they've done over the last 5-6 years based off who they are. And I think with them losing on Thanksgiving, I finally are looking at the Chiefs for what they are. They're just a really inconsistent football team, and now you're asking me for a team that has to play Houston, Denver, and Los Angeles. You got to go 3-0 in that stretch in order to make the playoffs. And just there's very little that the Chiefs have done in 2025 that would lead me to believe that they are going to win all three of those games. They can win two of those games for sure, but just in one of those games, they make a turnover, they make a penalty, they make a mistake, right? And ultimately that's going to be the reason why they missed the playoffs.
I mean, look, here's the case for them. They have Patrick Mahomes, and they're at home in all three of those games. And they've been really good at home this year. That is the one thing for them they can hang their hat on. They've been good at home. They've been a totally different defensive team at home. And that's not going to help them if they get to the playoffs. But maybe in the playoffs, the worm turns because they just look at it like it's their time to shine. I have no idea. But that's it. I mean, I've run through a million scenarios here. There's a world they could go 2-1 in those home games and make the playoffs. It's about a coin flip. But if they win two home games, they almost have to be the next two games. They have to beat Houston, they have to beat the Chargers. And if they do that, there's about, mathematically speaking, a little better than 50-50 odds will get in the playoffs. But if they win out, then they're going to get in. I basically look at the Chiefs like this. If they win the next two games, I think they'll make the playoffs because I don't think they're going to lose to the Titans or the Raiders. And I think if they know that their season's on the line against Denver and it's like you win, you get in the playoffs, I think they'll do it at home on a short week. But you're right. I mean, the inconsistencies, I also sat here and thought, okay, you know, Dallas, look, I respected Dallas, but I figured it'd be a game the Chiefs will find a way. And you watch that game, they just can't do anything. I mean, the biggest problem the Chiefs have, they just cannot get a pass rush at all. And that's brutal when you're paying, what, $55 million a year between Jones and Karlaftis, and you can't do anything? And it's not really because of those two guys. I mean, look, Jones would like to have more sacks. Karlaftis has been hit and miss at times. But it's everybody else. I mean, do you know Mike Dan this year has four tackles? His four tackles. Played, I think, 11 games. That's impossible. Like, you're in the defensive line. Somebody just runs into you five times a year. You have five tackles. Amenahu's done nothing. Gelati's done nothing. And Norman Lott, of course, is hurt. Like, they just – and that's the thing. These next 2 weeks, they're playing bad offensive lines. I have no idea if the Chiefs can take advantage of it or if they're just going to lose these games because – these are the 2 weeks that Houston and the Chargers can protect, and Stroud and Herbert just light them up.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. What I have been calling it is pressure and penalties. If you want me to be back on board with the Kansas City Chiefs making the postseason, it's not like you got to do some huge mental gymnastics. It's win those three home games that I just mentioned. But they have to start getting pressure. I don't care what quarterback you're playing. They haven't gotten a sack in 2 weeks. If you don't sack Bo Nix, they will beat you. If you don't sack C.J. Stroud, they'll beat you. Justin Herbert, whomever it is. Like, the NFL is just based off your ability to get pressure on the other team's quarterback and the penalties. This team is not good enough to keep taking first downs off the board or touchdowns off the board because of illegal procedures or offensive pass interference or bad formations. If the Chiefs can clear up those things, that could be the difference in the one or two plays that have really done them in so far.
Karen, I got to tell you, and I don't know how you feel. I haven't heard your opinion on this. We haven't talked off the air. If I receive Spagnuolo in these next 5 weeks, specifically the three home games, because there are two teams, and look, they can't beat those teams, they should quit. I would relentlessly blitz in these games. I would just go, because to me, if you're going down, you just go down swinging. Like, if I'm the Chiefs, I am just blitzing and blitzing and blitzing and blitzing and blitzing and playing man coverage behind it, and I'm putting all the pressure on McDuffie and Watson, who failed the test in Dallas, but you're not seeing Lamb and Pickens going forward. Like, there's no, you're not playing, the best receivers you're seeing the rest of the year, Nico Collins, there's nobody else alongside of him. The Chargers have Allen and McConkey, but that's not Lamb and Pickens. And then Denver has Sutton. The Raiders have nobody. The Titans have nobody. Like, I am putting every bit of pressure on my corners and just saying, look, I don't care. We're bringing five and six guys almost every single passing down, every one of them. And if you're going to beat me, you're going to beat me just throwing into constant pressure. And if you lose that way, then you'll lose. And I think you also have to then, as a team, offensively say, hey, we might give up a big play here and there, but we're just going to have to overcome it. And I think the offense actually could overcome it. But the other thing with the offense, to add to what you were talking about with pressure and penalties, A, the penalties do have to stop. I agree with you. But B, whether it's Andy or Nagy or whoever you want to look at, the Chiefs have to just have a come-to-Jesus moment here and say, look, we have got to get under center. We've got to get under center and run the ball more. It was working against Dallas. It completely went away from it. And with Mahomes, you've got to find an intermediate passing game. I mean, you can't tell me that all these receivers they have, none of them can beat man coverage. I mean, I watch the whole NFL every week. It's my job. There are teams that have no talent compared to Kansas City that scheme guys open against man coverage every week. The Chiefs can't get Xavier Worthy open on a 12-yard route. They just can't figure it out. I mean, that stuff, that's not a player. That's a coach's issue. So I think it's all those things. But if I'm Spagnuolo, I'm going after everybody the rest of the way. If you lose, fine. You went down swinging.
A couple divisions I want to get your opinion on who you think could win the division or who you are projecting. Let's start with the AFC North. Who do you think ends up grabbing that four spot in the AFC out of the AFC North?
I think it's Baltimore because I don't think Pittsburgh is any good. I think Pittsburgh's going to finally have a losing season with Tomlin. And it feels like that thing's kind of coming apart at the seams. Who could have imagined that Rodgers would start sniping at guys in press conferences? The Bengals, Burrow being back is great. They're 4-8. They're going to have to win out. And I don't know. They might. I mean, they got the Cardinals and the Dolphins and the Browns. Like, maybe they can do it. But it's just too big of a stretch. I won't rule it out, but I'll just say I think it's Baltimore. But I will tell you right now, I don't think – like, if the Chiefs get in the playoffs, I think they're actually, like, intriguing, because it also would mean they're playing really well at that point. I think Baltimore's cooked. They can't do anything on offense other than Henry running the ball. So I think they'll win the division, but it's almost by default. I don't think it's because they're an actual threat to do anything significant.
I will tell you this, and maybe I am just overreacting to the one game that they had on Thanksgiving night. Cincinnati, if they can figure out a way to win these next 2 weeks, they have Buffalo and Baltimore, and they've already won right. The first game against Baltimore. If they win those first two games, Cincinnati is going to be as hot as anybody and absolutely has a chance to steal that division.
Oh, I agree. If they win those two games, then they will win the division. But you know what it is, truthfully? I just look at this Bills game. They're going to score on Buffalo. They might also give up 55 points. Like, I have no idea. I mean, that's the problem with betting on teams with no defense, is it's not on Joe Burrow. It's not on Jamar Chase. Like, they're going to score. I don't have any doubt in my mind. They're going to score points. It's just, you know, when you're that bad defensively, you could even lose to a bad team. You could just have a game where Jacoby Brissett throws for 400 yards because you can't do anything. Like, that's the problem. But I agree with you. They win these next two games. It's intriguing. It's certainly on the board.
Let's continue on in divisions in the National Football League just to get your opinion on who you think could potentially win. Let's go to the AFC South. You got three teams that are certainly in the mix. Jacksonville and Indianapolis both have the same record. Houston is right there behind them at 7-5. Who do you think wins the AFC South?
I don't think they're the best team in it. I think Jacksonville. Because Jacksonville is the Jets and the Titans left, right? So, barring blowing a complete tire, which they could, but provided they win those games, that puts them at 10. They play the Colts twice. I actually think it's an advantage right now. The Colts are not playing good football. The Colts feel like we're like one loss away from full-blown like panic meltdown mode. And they go into Jacksonville with Jones on one leg and injuries to Gardner and Buckner. I think Jacksonville is going to find a way to win the game. And if they do, I don't think Indy's going to cast him. Indy's schedule is brutal the rest of the way. Houston's got to go to KC. He's got to play the Chargers. They still have to play the Colts. Like, I think Houston probably finishes like 10-7. I think Jacksonville, even though I think, honestly, of the three teams, they probably scare me the least playing them. I will pick them to win the division just based on the way the schedule's falling.
I'll take it one step further. I think Indy could miss the playoffs just outright with the way that they've played. Like, looking at them down the stretch and with who's left on the schedule, like, I'm not really sure if I see this slide ending with Indianapolis anytime soon.
I think, Karen, this is the week. Like, if they lose this game, by the way, they haven't won in Jacksonville since 2014. Like, they don't ever win down there, ever. There was a year that Jacksonville went 1-15, and the one win was week one against Indy at home. And then they just lost every game the rest of the year. I look at the Colts, and if you lose this game, you've got major problems. Like, you have Seattle up next in Seattle, followed by the Niners on a Monday night. You still have to play Jacksonville and Houston in the end. And the other problem that they have, they've lost everybody. So they've lost to Pittsburgh, which I don't think is going to matter tiebreaker-wise, but it could. They've lost to the Chiefs, which could absolutely matter tiebreaker-wise. I mean, you start looking at this thing, you know, Houston they've lost to. Jacksonville, if they lose this week, they will have lost to. You're not doing yourselves any favors here. I mean, they would be in a spot. Now, they did beat the Chargers. So that helps them. But, yeah, no, listen, I'm with you. Like, this, if they lose this game, it is like a Chernobyl-level meltdown on hand in Indianapolis.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam. We're going through his predictions on who's going to win divisions as we head into December. All right, Matt, we've done the AFC. Let's go over to the NFC. The NFC North, super competitive. You got Chicago, Green Bay, Detroit. Which one of those teams you think wins the division?
I like the Packers. The Lions were a team that all year, kind of like, they're like the Chiefs in the NFC, where I've spent all year saying, yeah, I think they'll figure it out. Injuries are a huge, huge problem for them right now. And Campbell, look, I don't like the way they coach the offense. The offense is a team, they're too predictable at times. And I feel like at some juncture here with Campbell, buddy, kick a field goal. Like, just stop with these, like, fourth and fives. And I mean, that fourth and five or whatever it was, fourth and four, You had 10 points with 9 minutes left. It's a 30-some-odd yard field goal. Just kick it. Like, why are you going for that? What are you doing? They have problems that I don't know are going to be quickly reversed. I like the Packers more than the Bears. The Bears, to their credit, are winning games and running the heck out of the ball. The defense is coming around. Caleb Williams scares the heck out of me, man. If you watch those games, and he'll make two or three throws in a game, like, wow. And then he'll make four or five other throws. Ooh, what is he looking at? He's kind of like Trevor Lawrence in that regard. So I think the Packers are going to win this Sunday. I think they'll win the I think they'll sweep Chicago. I think the Bears make the playoffs, but I think the Bears are going to go as wild as they make the Packers will win it.
Yeah, all you got to do is show me with the Bears is their point differential, and they're plus six, even though they're 9-3.
Like, not good.
That evens out eventually, you know? Like, I'm sorry, that evens out eventually. I'm with you when it comes to Chicago. Let's go to the NFC South. You got Tampa Bay. You also got Carolina. Carolina is the most confusing team in the National Football League. I see them get blown out 1 week by the Bills. I then see them go on the road and beat the Green Bay Packers. I have no clue what to make of the Carolina Panthers. They have now made this a really tight divisional race. Tampa Bay or Carolina, which team wins the South?
Tampa. I think even if all Tampa's got to do is split with Carolina because their schedule's a joke. Like, they might win out otherwise. And Carolina's problem is they still got to play Seattle on the road. I just think the schedule gods are kind of against Carolina at this point. But I'll say this. Congrats to the Panthers, man. Like, whether they win the division or not, like, what an incredible year. I mean, nobody thought the team was going to do anything. I think I wrote about this a couple weeks ago on the heels of that Monday night against the Niners. Big question I have with the Panthers is, what are you doing at quarterback? Because I actually think that team is starting to kind of round into form. Bryce Young can't play. Like, he's just not good. And I know he threw for three touchdowns against the Rams. That's fine and well. But, like, for every game he has like that, he's three other games, he looks like he doesn't belong in the sport. They have to make a decision on his fifth-year option this offseason. How do you pick that up? How do you pick up an option on him? Like, I don't know. So, look, that's a question for another day. I think the Bucs will win the division. I love Tampa going into the year, but the injuries, Mayfield's clearly not – he's not right. He's not playing his best. I think they're another year of they're going to be the four seed, and they're going to get blown out the first round of the playoffs.
I'll get you out of here with this last one, the NFC West. You've got the Rams, Seahawks, and Niners. They all have three losses right now. The Rams and Seahawks are 9-3. The Niners are 9-4. This is by far and away the most competitive division in the National Football League. Who do you think is coming out of the NFC West?
I'll take the Rams, but that loss against Carolina hurts because they've already played their home game against Seattle. Seattle gets the Rams on a Thursday night later on this year. I trust Stafford more than I trust Darnold. I trust McVay. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl in the preseason. I have no reason to change that now. I think the Rams win the division, but I think it's really tight. And I think whether or not the Rams or the Seahawks, like whoever wins that, whoever's the wild card team, would not be shocked if those two teams see each other in January.
That is our guy, Matt Verderam, joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work with Sports Illustrated covering the National Football League. Matt, always great to catch up with you, my man. We'll catch up with you next week.
Anytime. Take care.
Absolutely. That is Matt Verderam joining us on the show today. Always good to catch up with him. Why don't we do this exercise ourselves? 913-586-7965. Rob, why don't we go through the tight divisional races in the National Football League? We got 1 month left. We got five games left. And let's get our predictions on the board on who we think wins these divisions. We'll do that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in a little bit, we'll get back to Kansas basketball. They have a top five game coming up today at home against UConn. Unfortunately, they will not have Darren Peterson in uniform for the Jayhawks. So let's take a little break from college basketball. Let's keep with the NFL, and I want to do a little bit of an exercise. We have now seen almost every team in the league play 12 times. We got a good feel for these teams. So what I would like to do is let's go through the tightly contested divisional races and let's put our predictions right now on the board. Who do you think is going to win the division? We'll do that now. Hit it, Rob. Rob, let's start in the AFC North. You have Baltimore at 6-6. You have Pittsburgh at 6-6. Cincinnati is at 4-8. I am not eliminating Cincinnati, especially because they play the Ravens next week and they just won a matchup against them. If Cincinnati wins these next two games, they are very much in conversation in the AFC North. Who do you think wins the division out of the North?
Ravens. I'm going to take the Ravens. I think the Steelers have real defensive issues, and we know they have a quarterback issue, and their quarterback's now sniping at their receivers. That's not a good combination. I think the Bengals are done in and got buried by their bad early season. They're going to come on late, because the Bengals always do, but they'll fall short. I think the Ravens have just enough to eke out that division. I think they'll beat the Steelers this weekend, which is huge for tiebreakers. I think Lamar is going to get closer to what we think Lamar can do. So I think the AFC North will be the Baltimore Ravens. But man, a division we thought would be really good is very mediocre.
Yeah, I think you have to take the Ravens. But boy, I mean, their schedule down the stretch. They have home against Pittsburgh, on the road against Cincinnati, home against New England, on the road against Green Bay, and on the road against Pittsburgh. I mean, that might be the most difficult five games remaining schedule of any team in the National Football League. I do think the difference is they have a two-game lead right now on Cincinnati. I also think that they're going to win both of those games against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I think that's enough. I think we're talking about right now in that division, it's a race to nine, and Cincinnati doesn't really have any games to play with, so one slip-up eliminates you. I think the Ravens just got to figure out a way to go 3-2 in these next five games. I think they'll do that. I'll take the Ravens, but I don't feel good about Baltimore at all down the stretch.
I actually think the Bengals have a better chance than Pittsburgh. I'm selling a lot of Pittsburgh stock. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was sniping. It took 12 weeks, but we got to peak Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, that was always going to happen.
And that defense is bad, man. Like, it's weird. We all think, oh, man, the Steelers, you know, the steel curtain, blah, blah, blah. That defense is bad this year. Like, it's not up to par.
Yeah, I mean, looking at Cincinnati right now, I mean, it really comes down to these next 2 weeks. They have on the road against Buffalo. They have home against Baltimore. You have to win both of those games. And if they're 6-8 with Miami, Arizona, and Cleveland on the board, man, they really got a chance there. So I have not completely ruled out them, but I just think, man, that stretch there on the road against Buffalo, home against Baltimore, you go 1-1 in that stretch, which is a reasonable stretch for any team in the National Football League. You lose one of those two games, you're eliminated. I just think the Bengals end up slipping up in one of these games. I think that just ends up being the margin of error in which they're just not going to make the playoffs, where I think Baltimore is out of that division. In the AFC South, you got Jacksonville, Indianapolis, and also Houston. Jacksonville Bengals 8-4. Indy is 8-4. Houston 7-5. Who do you have coming out of the AFC South?
Jacksonville. I'm going to take Jacksonville. I'm not confident about it at all. The Colts, I like the way Matt Verderam phrased it. They are in a Chernobyl-like meltdown. Like, it is bad in Indianapolis. So I'm not really buying a lot of their stock. The Texans are coming on so strong, but I just, that offensive line is me, you, Gold, and Bink. It's bad. I think the Jags have enough to get it done. Just Trevor Lawrence's inconsistencies has me just thinking he's going to throw one away. But I think the answer for me is the Jags. But it's another situation where I think it's really a situation where the team out front is gagging it away more than I think the Jags are going to go win it.
I got a hot take for you. I think Indianapolis is going to miss the playoffs.
I don't think that take is as high as you think. I think that's a very real possibility.
Have you seen Houston's schedule down the stretch? They play on the road against Kansas City on Sunday. I think that the Texans are winning on Sunday. They have Arizona, Las Vegas, a banged-up Chargers team, and then a home game against Indianapolis, which could decide the division. I think Houston's going to win the AFC South. I think Houston is going to figure this thing out, turn around, and win the AFC South. If you're looking at Indianapolis's rest of the season, they have both of their games left against Jacksonville, on the road against Seattle, San Francisco, and on the road against Houston. They go 2-3 in that stretch, probably. Yeah, I think we could be talking about Indianapolis is really fighting for their life, and they are going into that game against the Houston Texans where they are going to need to win that game on the road in order to make the playoffs. I have made an about face when it comes to the Indianapolis Colts, but anybody who has played blackjack before, you know when the shoot is hot, and then you know when the shoot is getting cold. And I'm telling you right now, you can tell with the Indianapolis Colts that shoot is getting cold, and you need to get up from the table and go home and take your winnings. That's where I am right now with them. Let's move over to the NFC and the NFC North, Chicago, Green Bay, and Detroit. Who do you have winning that division?
I'm going to take Green Bay in this division. I don't think the Bears are this good, and their schedule is going to get tougher down the stretch. So I think they're going to be a playoff team, but they're about to hit a little bit of a roadblock in the fact that their schedule is about to harden up. And I know they had the big emotional win on the road against Philly. I don't think a lot of Philly right now in the way they're playing. We've talked about their dysfunction all year. I think the Packers have the best defense, and if they can just get anything out of Jordan Love, they have the best roster of anyone in this division. It's just, getting something out of Jordan Love has been really a struggle for them. But I do think the Packers are the best team in that division, so give me Green Bay.
So earlier today, I told you guys that, so I used one of my like Missouri promos, you know, they were giving them out on the apps. I used one of my promos on New England to win the Super Bowl. I'm going to take the other one on Green Bay. I don't think Green Bay is the best team in the NFC, but I think that Green Bay kind of has the right combination of things. I think the NFC West could kind of cannibalize each other. And if you're telling me that the Packers would then need to go on the road to beat the Rams, I think it won't be a home game. It will feel like a home game for Green Bay. And you also know that weather is not going to be a factor in that game. I like this Green Bay team. I think Green Bay figures out a way to win this division. And I think at the end of this thing, going into the playoffs, we are going to look at them as the second best team in the NFC behind the Los Angeles Rams. Give me the Packers to win the NFC North as well. In the NFC South, you have two teams that are tied. Tampa Bay and Carolina both have 7 wins. I don't want to completely disrespect Carolina and give them no chance to win their division. But man, have you seen their schedule down the stretch? They got a chance. I mean, they still got their 2 games left against Tampa Bay, and then they got a game sandwiched in the middle with Seattle. The division is right there for Carolina. They just got to take care of their own business.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bucks, and maybe I'm going to be late to the party with the Panthers because I feel like they have been a lot better than I anticipated this season. And I don't know. I agree with our guest, Matt Verderam, that their quarterback is a problem. He's definitely inconsistent, but that's kind of the name of the game in the league this year. When he's good, he looks like Alabama Bryce Young, the guy that was a no-doubt Heisman winner. I just think the Bucs are more talented top to bottom. Like, I think one of the reasons the Bucs have kind of floundered this year is that they've taken on so much water 100%. Health-wise. And I'm not saying they're healthy right now, but if they can just get a little bit of health, they got Bucky Irving back, I know. If they can get a little bit healthy down the stretch, their roster is better. So I'm taking the Bucs.
Last division here, the NFC West, Los Angeles, Seattle, San Francisco. All three of those teams have 9 wins. The Rams have the second best point differential. Seattle actually has the best point differential. The Rams are second. Niners are third in that one. I mean, this is the most tightly contested division out of any in the National Football League. If you're looking at the gambling odds, the Rams are minus 145. Seattle is plus 210. San Francisco is plus 500. I think Seattle at plus 210 is probably the best odds if you're talking about it out of that division. But who do you have coming out of the NFC West?
I really like Seattle. I don't know what it is about Seattle this year. I understand you're about to tell me about Darnold and all his shortcomings. For sure. Get it. But that Seattle defense,
it's just kind of hard to beat the Rams schedule down the stretch. Keep going. Yeah. But when I tell you the Rams schedule, it's just hard to not pick them.
But I would also tell you, the Rams just, I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth here. The Rams gagged one away earlier at Carolina. If you played the scheduled game 6 days ago, you'd be like, well, they're at Carolina this week, and they found a way to lose that one. I don't think the Rams are bad. I don't want this to come off like I'm anti-Rams. I just think the Seahawks are really good. So, mostly for that defense. So, I'm going to take Seattle in that division.
The Rams schedule the rest of the way. They have the Lions at home, on the road against Seattle. So they got a chance to kind of end Seattle, especially if they sweep the series between those two
Seattle
teams.
Getting them in Seattle is a huge deal. Cold weather, too, we presume.
And it's a Thursday night football game. So, you know, that's always a weird one. On the road against Atlanta, and then they play Arizona. So they still got both of their games left against Arizona, and they got Atlanta. It's going to be very, very difficult, I think, to take the NFC West away from the Los Angeles Rams. I'm with you. They're the best team. I thought they were looking that way. And then they go on the road and lose to Carolina, and then it just questions everything that you feel about them. We'll get back to college basketball coming up at the top of the hour. Darren Peterson is not going to play today for KU as they get ready for their game against UConn. But we'll talk a little bit of Chiefs here. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I want to ask you guys this, 913-586-7965. I have possibly two theories, but I'm just curious. So the NFL released who the top 10 vote getters are for the Pro Bowl. And for as popular as the Chiefs are, they didn't have a single player that was in this top 10. And I was trying to figure out what that means. does that mean that Chiefs fans just don't really take the Pro Bowl voting very seriously and don't vote for their players because we have just grown past that? Is it indicative that the league in some ways is just kind of tired of Chiefs players and just doesn't vote for them? I was trying to figure out what that means because I'm looking at the list and it's guys you would know. It's not like it's a lot of random players. It's Drake May, who certainly is deserving this year of going to the Pro Bowl. Jackson Smith and Jigba, who has been one of the top five receivers, if not the best receiver in the National Football League. Micah Parsons, Jonathan Taylor, Jahmyr Gibbs, Christian McCaffrey. Like, it's been guys who have played really, really well this season. But we also then call the NFL Pro Bowl a popularity contest. Well, right now, at least according to this, and it's obviously one very small metric, Chiefs players don't really seem to be very popular in this conversation. Is this something that stands out to you? I also would say if you are somebody who is arguing it's not that big of a deal, the Chiefs are obviously very popular. I think one very important thing to note is there's not a Cowboys player on here. Where I would say the three Cowboys players, certainly off the top of my head, deserve to make the Pro Bowl. Dak is a Pro Bowl quarterback in the NFC. And, I mean, they're going to have an all-pro wide receiver. One of their two receivers is going all-pro, whether it's CeeDee Lamb or George Pickens. Both of them might end up being first-team or second-team all-pro. So we're talking about a team that is obviously very, very popular, but also doesn't really have the votes. Does this mean anything when you see it that there is not a Chiefs player in the top 10 right now of receiving votes when it comes to the Pro Bowl?
So I would say it's largely nothing. I will say one thing that surprises me based on how the internet works. The Swifties aren't pumping Travis Kelce like that. Like, I understand. I think a lot of your reasons make sense. I think if I had to vote for my leading reason why the Chiefs players aren't getting votes is that Chiefs fans don't care. Like, have the Chiefs put out a campaign to have their players get voted for? If they have, I've missed it because it's just such a nothing burger for fans. But I'm surprised that Taylor Swift's legions of fans isn't giving Kelce a boost. Like, we joke sometimes in the office that if you tweet out or post something on our social media channels that mentions Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce, you're going to get buoyed in the views and the retweets and all the things. Like, I'm surprised that hasn't happened with the Pro Bowl, which makes you think the Chiefs team really hasn't promoted the Pro Bowl. Like, have they tweeted out hashtag Chiefs Pro Bowl or
anything? They just started this week. Yeah, they just started.
Maybe that's what every team is doing, but that feels like you need your team to kind of lead the way there, and the Chiefs don't feel like they're leading the way there.
Someone on the text line says, I didn't even know you could vote for the Pro Bowl already. No, you certainly can right now. This is just the first wave of votes. Let me taking votes here for a couple more weeks. I just saw this was the first installment of information that they gave us in relation to the Pro Bowl. Just kind of curious what you guys think when you heard that. But right now, the Chiefs, they do not have a player in the top 10 when it comes to the Pro Bowl. I do have this question. It's a very small question. I'm wondering if Mahomes is going to make it. Do you think he's going to make it this year? Because
that's actually a great question.
Saying, Drake May should make it. Josh Allen should make it. Mm-hmm. Are we sure that that third spot's going to Patrick Mahomes this year? And I know we could say it doesn't matter. Sure, it doesn't matter. Mahomes is going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. So no, it doesn't really matter in that context. But I'm curious if, like, whenever we get the original and it's the first three quarterbacks, is Patrick Mahomes going to be one of the top three quarterbacks in the Pro Bowl when it comes to the end of this thing? Because, I mean, I would say two of the spots are locked up. He is not taking Drake May's spot. He is not taking Josh Allen's spot.
I mean, I don't think he's making it on the top three. I don't think, based on current season, I don't think he's in the top four. Like, I could see a scenario where Daniel Jones makes the Pro Bowl over him. I'm not saying Daniel Jones is better than Patrick Mahomes. I don't want people to hear it that way.
I mean, I'd be surprised if Daniel Jones made it because Mahomes has thrown for more yards than he has. He has more touchdown passes than he does as well, and also fewer interceptions. I'd be surprised if Daniel Jones was in over Mahomes.
People vote on narrative, though. Daniel Jones was dead and gone. He was, he was nothing. He was a backup for the Vikings. Now he's resurrected his career. I think you're right that Jones has not been as good as Mahomes. But do people vote with the stats or do they vote on the story? And the story is Mahomes is down, Jones is up. I think Mahomes has been better than Bo Nix, but Bo Nix is the quarterback of a team that might be the second best in the AFC. I could see Joe Schmo clicking Bo Nix just because, the Broncos are good this year and he's their quarterback. Like, I think Mahomes not being in the top three or top four is more indicative of people's voting patterns than his actual ability on the field.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the season that Mahomes has put together, I mean, he's put together a strong season. Sure, it hasn't been one of those MVP kind of years, but I mean, Mahomes is completing 65% of his passes. He has 3,200 passing yards. So let's say he'll get to 4,300, 4,400 by the end of the season. He has 22 touchdown passes. They got five games left, so let's give him two apiece, one apiece, so he gets to about 30. I mean, Mahomes is going to throw for 4,000 yards and 30 touchdown passes. That usually is enough to grab you one of those Pro Bowl spots. I'm going to guess that it's Drake May, Mahomes, and Josh Allen. Those are the three quarterbacks. But also, if you got to throw in Justin Herbert, like Herbert has played really, really well this season. Herbert has a little less than 3,000 yards and 21 touchdown passes this season. So just an interesting thing as the Pro Bowl voting is now coming out in the National Football League. We played this earlier. I'll play it again for you guys, just talking about the AFC. Mitch Holt has said this yesterday on the show, and I started thinking more and more about it, and he's right. Denver is a lot like last year's Chiefs team.
They've done it in different ways. They blocked the field goal against the Eagles. I mean, they've had defensive stops. They've had offensive big plays. And so I would agree with you. I've said that same thing. The narrative to me is somewhat humorous because we're into narratives now, whether it's politics or business or sports. And their narrative last year is the Chiefs can't continue to do this. You can't win 12 straight one possession games. Like, they're just so lucky how they're doing it. But this year, the Broncos are doing it the same way, and they're just gutsy.
So I saw a stat, and here is the stat. There have been 202 instances in NFL history of a team trailing in each of its first 12 games. The Broncos are the only team out of those teams to win 10 of those games. Last year, there was a team that won 9 of those games. It was the Chiefs. There is a lot of similarities between this year's Broncos team and last year's Kansas City Chiefs team, where I think the question is going to be at the end of this thing, and eventually I think you saw with the Chiefs that it just came tumbling down. It just came tumbling down in the Super Bowl. How sustainable is this for a long period of time? Now, I would say also in a very Kansas City Chiefs fashion, listen to this. This is Bo Nix when the Broncos are trailing this season. He is completing 63% of his passes with 1,300 yards, 12 touchdowns, and one interception this season. Say what you want about the Broncos, and they find themselves in some precarious spots pretty often. Man, Bo Nix usually gets them out of those situations, which sounds a lot like the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. This is the Broncos team that I can't explain it. They just figure out ways to win. They run the football just enough. They got just enough weapons. Their offensive line's good enough. Their defense is phenomenal. They're just well coached enough. And in an AFC that just feels so uncertain and everything is up for grabs, the Broncos are just figuring out a way, every single week to win and kind of keep their head down. And they've emerged as one of the better teams in the National Football League. We'll see if that can hold up as the weather gets colder and the games get more important. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll start with a little college basketball. Darren Peterson out for today's game. We'll read you the statement from Bill Self. That's coming up. It's the drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.